But what motivates them? Why do they deal with the world like that? And then how do they relate with God? And what is their connection with God? How do they relate with God? Is very well covered in the next verse as to what is the motive and what is the result of their actions. So verse number 29. Jara marana mokshaya. Mama shritya yatantiye. Te brahma tad vidukritsnam.
Te brahma tad vidukritsnam.
Adhyatmam karma chakhilam.
Adhyatmam karma chakhilam.
Together. Jara marana mokshaya. Mama shritya yatantiye. Te brahma tad vidukritsnam. Adhyatmam karma chakhilam. So, what is their motive? Why do they do that? And how do they reach God? So, it says, what is the motive? Jara marana mokshaya. Jara is old age, maran is death. We'll talk about the six vikaras, shad vikaras that an individual goes through. So, old age and death, mokshaya, to be free of old age and death. You mean these people never get old or die? We'll talk about that. So, to be free of old age and death, mam ashritya. The Lord says, they come to me, take refuge in me. And when Bhagavan Sri Krishna says me, what he means is the total consciousness, the Ishwara, the Brahman, the Supreme Lord, which these people take refuge under. So not only they surrender to the Lord, but yatantiye. So it's not enough to say, oh Lord, I surrender to you, you take care of all my problems. No, I have to surrender to the Lord. And I have to put my own effort. So both are required. God's grace is required and my effort is required. You cannot only put effort if God's grace will come if you put effort. But if you only surrender to God and don't do anything, then you obviously won't get anything because we live in a world of karma or actions. So he says, jara marana mokshaya mam ashritya yatantiye. They work taking refuge in me to get free of the old age and death. And then what happens to them? In the second line, Bhagavan tells us what is the result of that. What do they come to know? They brahma. Brahma means the supreme consciousness, Brahman, the substratum of the whole universe, that which is on which this whole universe is sustained, from which we all emerged. We are sustained in that Brahman and will merge back into that Brahman. Just as the depth of the ocean sustains all the waves arise from the ocean, are sustained in the ocean and then merge back into the waters of the ocean. But the ocean is so much deeper than just the surface of the wave. So similarly, Brahman is so much more than what we perceive in this universe. We are all waves, but the substratum is much deeper, is much bigger. So that Brahman, tad vidu, they come to know that Brahman, kritsnam, completely, in clearly they get the knowledge, kritsnam. And not only they know Brahman, but they know adhyatmam, they know their own self. They come to know who I really am, what is my higher nature and karma, and what are the actions to be performed. Cha means that, akhilam. So in detail, totally, they come to know who is God, who is my true self, my nature, and what kind of actions I should perform. Adhyatmam also means my inner personality. They come to know their inner personality and how they should work in the world. So when Bhagavan mentions old age and death, what he's referring to are the shad vikaras, or six modifications that we all go through. So what are those? First is the potential, where we are in our mother's womb. Then a person is born. Then he grows. Then he transforms. You know, as I grow, I change. Then with old age, you get weaker, you decline, and then you perish. So the potential, birth, growth, modification, old age and death. So these are the six vikaras that everybody has to go through. There is nobody, whether even if you are the greatest king or the queen, or you are the most successful businessman, you are even a prophet or a saint, or even the Lord himself, when Lord came as Ram or Krishna, even then they all had to go through these six modifications. So that is the fate of everyone. Whoever is born has to perish. So when the Lord says that he goes beyond those modifications of old age and death, goes beyond shat vikaras, it does not mean that this person will never get old or never perish, but will realize that I am that imperishable self. The Lord within me is the same as the Lord everywhere, and that will never perish. That is my higher nature. So how does that happen? He or she recognizes his identity with Brahman, with that consciousness, which is myself. That what he says, Brahmam Adhyatmam, that is my true nature, and that will never perish. That reminds me of another story. So there was this girl about 7 or 8 years old, and she would come home from school every day, you know, laughing and jumping and very happy. And then she would meet her grandmother, and grandmother would say, oh, come here. What did you learn today? And then she would tell, today I learned math, or I learned addition, or I learned some beginning of, you know, about flowers and, you know, things like that. And she was always very happy and cheerful. One day she came and she looked very sad. So grandma said, what happened today? Why are you sad? She said, well, grandma, we started studying geography. She says, okay, then what is to be sad about? She says, our teacher told us that compared to the sun, I am just a particle of dust. I am nobody. And you always told me I am something special. And now my teacher tells me I am a dust particle. I am nothing. I am nobody. I am so sad. So grandma says, child, don't worry. There is nothing to be sad. This sun, after billions of years, will become dark and go away, but you and I will live forever. That's what even Bhagavan Sri Krishna tells Arjun in the Gita, that natvevaham jatu nasam natvam naiva janadhipaha. He says, just as you and I and these kings were always there, are always there, and will always be there, because our true nature is that self, that consciousness, na jayate mriyate va kadachit. That's what Bhagavan Krishna says in the second chapter, that we are imperishable. That is our true nature. Yes, the world will eventually will end. Even my body will drop. The world will end. Even the sun and moon and the stars will end. But I, the consciousness, will live forever. So when he says he goes beyond this shad vikaras, means he realizes his immortal nature. And then such a person's life becomes where he sees oneness. He sees myself in all. I do not see myself separately from others. And that's what Bhagavan Buddha told us. His life is bahujana hitaya, bahujana sukhaya. So his life becomes for the benefit of many and to give happiness to many. So that's what even our Chinmaya mission motto Gurudev has told us, to give the maximum happiness to maximum people for the maximum period of time. And that's what Gurudev did in his life, Swami Chinmayananda. That's what he taught us. And that is our motto that we should continue, we should follow. So how do we know this God? How do we remember this God? It seems very, very difficult, you know, to constantly remember. I am so busy. So what I'll do is I'll give you a little homework for every one of you. So in Bhagavat, there is a very beautiful line which I was reading. It says, Yena kena prakarena mana krishne niveshayet. Yena kena prakarena. In whatever way, in anyhow, whatever way you can, mana krishne niveshayet. Put your mind in Krishna. Or, you know, for somebody who is a devotee of Ram, you can say mana rame niveshayet, or shive niveshayet, or in Jesus niveshayet, or Mother Durga. So the point is, what I would request all of you is write it on a piece of paper, this line, yena kena prakarena mana krishne niveshayet. Either write it in Sanskrit or in English. Any other way you can, put your mind in the Lord, and put that on your bathroom mirror, put it on your microwave. So when you see that, then you remember the God, remember God, chant the name of the Lord, and remember with gratitude. Because gratitude is such a powerful force that when your mind is filled with gratitude towards the Lord who has given us everything. Because what happens to us is we take things for granted, especially in this country, we grow up with a sense of entitlement. I am entitled to this, I am entitled to that. And we forget how much the merciful Lord has given us, you know, compared to people who are homeless, people who don't have jobs. So many children in this country, and forget about the poor countries, even in this country, there are so many children who come to school in the morning without breakfast. And their only meal of the day, good meal of the day, is the lunch they get in school. And so we are so fortunate that we have all these things. We have, you know, wonderful families, nice parents who have done so much for us. So remembering God with gratitude is very, very important. So remember, and also with love. And that's the second two things we need to develop with in our relationship with God. One is gratitude and one is love. God should not be seen as some fearful entity sitting somewhere up there judging us, but as my friend, my beloved, my dear father, my dear mother. So knowing God with gratitude and love is the best way to remember God. And that's how these wise people connect with God, relate with God. And then the last line Gurudev says, Adhyatmam karma chakhilam. Adhyatmam means one is the self, but the other meaning is they know their inner psychology. They know not only their psychology, but the psychology of the whole world and how the whole world functions, because they connect with that. They do not see any disconnection because they see the oneness. And then their actions become spontaneous actions of love, spontaneous actions of service to the world, and they become instruments of the Lord to function in the world. So that is what they say, that people who work with that attitude, Lord says, know me in essence and become my instruments, and their every action becomes a prayer. They may sit in a temple or pray, which is good, or they may not, but their every action, through every action, they are serving God. Their every action becomes prayer, becomes worship. So they don't need to sit and worship. They can if they want to. If they want to sit down and chant 108 names or 1,000 names of Lord, it is fine. But if they don't want to, their actions become chanting of the 1,000 names. The last verse of the 7th chapter, Bhagavan says, how do they know me? Now, you know, they say, how they know God. They know as their true self, but what is my nature? Who am I? The Lord describes his nature in brief in the last verse. And then the 8th chapter, which will be starting next week, is an explanation of the last two verses. The verse number 29 that we just covered and the verse number 30 that we are going to do, they are expanded in detail in the 8th chapter. That is how the Bhagavad Gita is connected, you know, a thread is running through all the 18 chapters. They are not just randomly thrown, but there is a thread of continuity. So let us see the last verse.